tells us Parshas Noah, Yaroch Hashem Shrech, and he called for Yom Hashem Olivo, Lo Osif Rekalel Odes Hadoma, Avur Ha'odom, Yetze Lev Ha'odom Rami and Ura. Osif Olar Koses Kol Chai Kasher Sisi. That the Torah tells us, and it told us also in Bereishis, that we're born with a Yetzihara. And the Yetzihara is Ra, it tries to mess us up, tries to create failure. And I think it's especially important to discuss certain aspects of the Yetzihara as it results, as it manifests itself to young people as yourselves. The Pasuk says in Kohelet, Zichor, second page, that Barecha be made Bechurotecha. That it's important to remember God while you're still young. Meaning, there's a certain Kohelet to combat the Yetzihara when a person is young. Zichor, as Barecha be made Bechurotecha. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Haluka Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem B'mitzvos of Chafetz Ma'ov. So what's this Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Ashrei Ish Yorei Es Hashem, Ashrei Ish V'lo Ashrei Isha. Amar V'amar Amarav Ashrei Misha Osa Tshuva K'shehu Ish. So Ashrei Ish, the law Ashrei Isha. Meaning Ish is a way of saying when you're strong. Isha is another way of saying when you're not strong. So Kshu Ish, Kshu Bachor Bekocho. In other words, Kolomo Maya Lahakir Boro Kodim Yimei Azikta. That when some is still young, that's the time to accomplish. Ashrei Ish. The law Ashrei Isha. Meaning it's not a question of male versus female. So Ish is another way of saying when you're young and strong, and Isha, since women are viewed as to be physically weaker, so that's another way of saying when you're weaker. In other words, remember God when you're still strong. And that's the time to combat the Yetzihara. And the Sefer Menorah Samor on the next page says, even though the Yetzer Lev HaAdam is Ra Min Urav, it's, as we just said in the Pasuk, it's Ra Min Urav, it's bad from the beginning. Im Yaskel Shover Uldako B'Tchilas Naruso, if you will attempt to combat it while you're still young, Yekal Be'enav Lenatzcho L'chol Dover Sheyirtzeh, then it will be much easier to deal with it if you start to deal with it when you're young. But once you get older, it's much more difficult. And the take just a quick look in this Sefer Shemin Rosh on page 9. He gives a beautiful mashal. He says, first on the right side, Adam nivra b'tivra b'minos megunas. As a person is born with bad midos, he's born with taiva, he's born with all types of things. So the left side, hazman amuchshel lezeh imarak b'mein urim b'shashel unishra shadayin amidos halal. Whereas the way it's explained is like in the Sefer that we'll see later on, Yisbach Yehuda, brings us down, it says it like this, it's like when a tree takes root, then you can't move it. Before it takes root, it's much easier to yank out. So the same thing with bad midos. The person has bad midos and he has taivas, and that's part of being normal. But the time to confront them is when you're young. And the Avodas Yisrael from the Kashrut Tzemagi quotes the Pasuk in Shlach on page 6. Reishis arushosechem chala tari mutruma. So says the Kashrut Tzemagi, Reishis arushosechem chala tari mutruma. Perish. Shlo yomer ha'adam hinei anokhi adayin rach b'shonim. A person should say, well, I'm still young, there's still a lot of time, v'yish eish v'chol kevitz. K'sha'askin, when I get older, when I get ashur v'lavar oso yisbarach, then I'll serve God. But now I have to be happy, happy-go-lucky. When you're still fresh, that's when the time that tarimu truma l'Hashem. That's when you should service HaKadosh Baruch. And then he quotes the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe of Melech, V'kutzchem tzitzir artzichem, Zesha Omar, Mereshis, Arishisechem, Mikzas v'lokulo, Shalom t'chala etz atzmecho besigu from Yosem Yitayim, Ha'kakol hava haskel mishor v'yadata es Hashem. In other words, Reishis Arishisechem. You should, just like when you mafish truma, you mafish a little bit. Whereas a person shouldn't feel that he's going to, you know, torture his body and he's going to punish himself. That's not the way to do it. Now, the big yisod that people have to realize is that they have to deal with imperfection. Meaning, they shouldn't feel that since they're not perfect, and everyone, when he looks at the other person, he thinks he's perfect because you only see the other person superficially. Yourself, you know, on a much deeper level than the other fellow. So you think that everyone's perfect, but you should, and therefore that depresses the person to think that he's no good, and why should I even bother? Because I have this problem and that problem, and I have this Yetzirah and that Yetzirah. So you should realize that's not a problem. In other words, don't expect perfection, especially in the beginning of your lives. In other words, because people, as we'll see, think that, you know, things have to be perfect, and if not perfect, then I'm not accomplishing. No, the beginning of this battle with the Yetzirah is a situation where the Yetzirah will win sometimes. And you shouldn't feel bad about that, because you're trying. A lot of times, especially young fellows have yetzaharas that think about women and other things, and it's something that sometimes a person can't control. But the thing that he should control is to make sure that he doesn't put himself in the environment that exacerbates these yetzaharas. But he should realize that's part of being normal, is having a yetzahara. And you just have to curb the Yetzirah and do your best. And doing your best, but it's not going to help that you're going to become depressed over it. And sometimes you're going to maybe make a mistake or maybe have a thought that you shouldn't have, but you shouldn't get depressed over that, because part of the Nechama of the Yetzirah, the Yetzirah sometimes tries to make you feel that it's all or nothing. And if I can't do it, if I'm not perfect, I'm not. And that's an important way to realize, to combat the Yetzirah, to realize that it's not all enough. That you might make mistakes and you might do things that sometimes weren't right. You might have thoughts that maybe weren't the most kosher thoughts. But you should realize that it's not all or nothing, and you still can be a good Jew, even if you make some mistakes. And that's the beginning of the process. But the Yetzirah wants you to think that Yetzir Leif Adam Ramin Ura wants you to think that if you're not perfect, which you're not, so therefore you're nothing, and therefore you shouldn't try at all. And that's his way of. So there's a famous Gemara in Sukkah on page 11 on Nun Beis of the Beis, where the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, Yitzro shal adam is gaber lov b'chol yom. The Yetzer Hara is tries to gain control of you. Mavakesh la'miso wants to destroy you, and Hashem helps you out. Then the Gemara says, Tana d'vein Rabbi Shmuel, in poga b'chol menuvel zeh. If this menuvel, meaning the Yetzer Hara, is a menuvel, meets you, mashcheil the beis hamedrash. Grab him into the beis hamedrash. In Evan hu nimoach, if the Yetzer Hara is like a stone, he'll melt. In Barzel, if it's like a piece of metal, it'll blow up, mispotzix. See if hoikol tome l'chulamayim. See if avon shachumayim, barzel mispotzix, or kol devari ke'eshen u'mashem. So he says, the two ways of fighting the Yetzer Hara, with Eish and with Mayim. So if the Yetzer Hara is like a stone, so when you put it in, bring it into the base medrash, with learning Torah is compared to water. So it'll melt the stone. And if it's like a piece of metal, so Torah is also compared to fire. So it'll melt the metal. So what does this mean? First of all, so the Vilna Gaon has two interesting things to say on this. First, his brother quotes him on page 12. So the Pashut Trot means like this. If you have a Yetzer Hara, so how do you get rid of your Yetzer Hara? You learn Torah. The Torah is the tavlin to the Yetzer Hara. So the Vilna Gaon says a different shot. Shamati, top of the left side, Me'achi Hagon, this is his brother talking in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Me'pogolacham nuvol zeh. The Yetzer Hara wants to start up with you, so you know what you should do? Bring him into the base medrash. He says in the base medrash, and what will he bring him to the base medrash? What does that mean? Because you want to start off with me, you say to Yetzer, you want me to fail. So come into the base medrash and make me learn Torah Shalol Lishma. And you think that'll cause me to stop learning at all. But we know that mitoch shalol lishma bo lishma. In other words, the Vilna Gaon saying, not pshat, besides the pashut pshat, that the pagul of menuvel zeh mashcheil beis hamedrash means that if the menuvel comes, so you want to, and he's causing you problems, so bring him to the beis hamedrash and that'll solve the problems. He says, no, if he wants to fail you, so have him fail you in learning, meaning have him cause you, bring him into the base medrash, and there let him work on you. Because you, and what he'll try to do in the base medrash to you, he'll try to say, well, your learning is not perfect, it's not lishma, and that's will be his method to try to stop you from learning. But we know that that's not the case. But la'olam, as we'll see, the Gemara says in Pesachim, la'olam yasok adam torah mitzvah shalol lishma, kitok shalol lishma bo lishma. That is a statement in the Gemara in Pesachim. Do we have it here? Okay, it's in Pesachim, even if we didn't put it here. And the Reb Chaim Volozhiner makes a very important comment. And what does that mean? La'olam yosef adam b'torah mitzvah shalom l'shma b'al'shma. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he has, between Shar Gimel and Shar Dalet, he has a thing called Prakim. In the middle, he has Shar Aleph, Shar Beis, Shar Gimel, and then Prakim and Shar Dalet. So what's the Prakim? So Rabbi Karmi told me that Rabbi Dr. Lamb, who was very big in Reb Chaim Volozhiner, thought that these Prakim, since they're about his attack on Hasidus, so it was a question whether it was going to be printed or not. So it was. So what his point is? His point is, and you'll take a look. He says it several times, but that is that. And Rabbi Blau said this over many times to Rabbi Gorelick, that olam yasav adam b'torah mitzvah shalol lishma means that that's the way it should be. You should start off. You can't start off perfect. La'ola means that's the way you do it. In the beginning, it's not perfect. And then eventually you get better and better. Bottom of page 17. But don't think it's all or nothing. Don't think if it's not perfect, then it's nothing. In other words, this was an attack on Hasidim, maybe, that they thought that they have to, you know, everything has to be perfect and they have to wait till they can get proper kavanas. In other words, the idea is, as long as you try, even if it's shalol lishma, that's la'olam. Because la'olam means that that's the way it should be. In other words, first the shalol lishma, here, take a look at the bottom of page 18, left side. Was that Omer la'olam yasek olam? Omer la'olam, rach shalom b'kviyas. And b'shchivas l'mudu ayin v'chayim rach shalom b'kviyas. Talmid yomam. In other words, kviyas means, do it. Don't worry if you're not doing it right or not. Just do it. Just do. La'ola means that's what you should. And even though it's not perfect, because that's the ultimate Yetzirah. Ultimately, Yetzirah wants to say, "Ashkelu beis hamedrash," and it'll make you learn Torah shalol lishma, and it'll make you be convinced that therefore you should give it all up. No, we believe that as long as you do, eventually you'll get better. In other words, a person can't be a philosopher and say, "Well, I'm not perfect, so I don't do it." That's the Yetzirah Ra Min Ura. That it tries to take a young person who, of course, is inexperienced and he's going to make mistakes and he's going to go ahead and he's going to say to this young person, you know, forget it. You're making so many mistakes, it's not worth continuing. And our attitude is no. Mashcheilu beis hamedrash, I'll make you learn Torah shalol lishma. That's what it means. And nonetheless, you talk shalol lishma, bal lishma. And the Vilna Gaon says, what are the two things? The Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, on page 14, says that the Eish and Mayim, he says there are two types of Yetzaharas. There's a Yetzahara of Taiva and a Yetzahara of Kas. And the Eish and the Mayim, says the Vilna Gaon, is referring to learning Agada. Because Agada is Moshe Chatalei, like the water is flowing. And that helps for the Yetzahara of Taiva. And Eish is the strict halachas, and that's the what the Torah is Nimshalka Eish. So those are the two Mishalim. Meaning that a person starting off in learning, he should have a good balance between the Mayim and the Eish. He should learn Divrei Agada and Divrei Halacha. And that will help him, sometimes a person only learns halacha, so he doesn't feel the tam of Yadus. Doesn't feel the hashkafa, so it's good to have that balance of halacha and agada. And that's what the Vilna Gaon is explaining, that the Torah is nimshal kemayim and it's nimshal ke'esh. So it has both aspects, and you need both of them to be a complete, to help you with this milchamas hayetzer. But that's what yetzer lev ha'adam ra min ura means. And he tries to get you when you're young, when you're not doing things 100%, and he's trying to convince you therefore you're nothing, and therefore give it all up. And that's and the battle is that what? That you should realize that's the way things should go. In other words, the Mohemes Hayetzer is to understand that not being perfect, that's the way to get to the next step. Yetzer Lev Ha'adam Ram Min Urav. And not to give it all up. Rav Palm also points out a very important point in page 16, the Sefer Yismach Yehuda, quotes Rav Palm. And another important thing about your youth, besides what we said, the youth has the Yetzihara and wants you to think that you're no good, and he realizes that any young person is going to have Hirhurim. You know, that's part of being normal. That you have these things and you try to control it the best way you can, never bring yourself into a situation to exacerbate it, but you shouldn't let that make you feel therefore you're not a good person and therefore you quit and you give it all up, etc. And the other thing that he says here, the Yismach Yehuda from Rav Palm, is that the time when you're young gives you what he calls manu urim sugo ma'on lekros brisim haTorah. In other words, a lot of times, even a person later in his life starts learning, it's not the same when you start learning when you're young. Because when you start learning when you're young, you appreciate what a good kasha is, you appreciate the Masikas HaTorah. It's hard to pick that up later in life. So in other words, if you're Yoshev in the Beis Medrash now and you appreciate a good Kasha, a good Peretz, a good Svara, and that appreciation, you build your taste for learning when you're young, and therefore the rest of your life you can build on that. But usually, if a person never developed a taste for it when he's young, later on, even if he can always start learning, but he will always be missing that Masikas HaTorah. He'll always be missing what he calls the Brisim HaTorah. And the most important thing, we've quoted many times from this letter from Rav Huttner, from different parts of it, but the part that I want to quote from before, on page 21, is the following. He says, He says, when people talk about the Gedolim and their Shleimus, people speak about how they were when they were 85 years old. Right? We always speak about their greatness, but we skip the part of their life where there was struggle. People think that the Gadol was born as a Gadol. He was born when he was 3 years old as a Gadol. And for example, the Chofetz Chaim, about Shmir Shaloshim. But who knows all the struggles that the Chofetz Chaim might have had when he was young in this area. You know, we speak that Chofetz Chaim was the ultimate of Shmir Shaloshim, he was a big tzaddik. Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he didn't have to grow to that. Doesn't mean that he became like that when he was 2 years old, and then when he was 5 years old, or when he was 20 years old. It was could have been a struggle for him, just like anyone else. A person should always realize that, because the Yetzahara, the Rami Nura, the Yetzahara of Nurim is saying, well, I'll get him when he's young, and of course when he's young he's inexperienced and he's going to make mistakes, and I'll get him to feel guilty. So that's what we say, Mashchel Beis HaMedrash. He says, Let him make me learn Torah Shelo Lishma, right? And he'll think that will stop me. No, our belief is that it's step by step. That you have to realize that even though you make mistakes, you just have to do. Continue doing. Don't give it all up. Even though you made a mistake, you might have had a hirhur, you might have done things that you shouldn't have done. You shouldn't let that phase you out. You shouldn't let that make you feel that you're nothing. Again, you should try whatever to put yourself into a situation where you don't, where the Yetzirah, you can't put yourself into situations where the Yetzirah will be heightened and exacerbated. But you have to realize that you will make mistakes. In any stage of your life will make mistakes, but especially Minura, you make mistakes, and you should realize that that's the Yetzirah's pretend to try to phase you out. But we believe that this is the time to realize that, and the way to combat the Yetzirah is continue with Maisa. In other words, you felt that yesterday you had a Hirhur Aveira, you did something that maybe wasn't proper, so therefore you feel depressed, therefore you don't want to wake up for davening, therefore you feel you shouldn't be learning. No, you made a mistake, so you made a mistake, but that doesn't take away from, you just have to continue on, and just go on, and then you grow, and that's the ultimate way, La'olam, or Chaim Elojna said, and right, you can't say, well, if it's not perfect, then the biggest Yetzihara is, Chaim Elojna is, the idea that the HR convinces you that you have to be perfect, all or nothing. And that's his way of trying to, get you out of the whole Yiddishkeit and learning and everything, because you had this thought or you did this thing wrong, and therefore he wants to make sure that you're finished. And that's what the ultimate lochama has to be in that nekuda. That even though you did something wrong, you maybe you had a bad thought, maybe you did something that you shouldn't have done, but keep continue going. And that's the rachis so sechem parimu truma. The rachis, you have to give the rachis l'Hashem in your young years, that you can do so much now, you know, before you get busy with other things in life. This is the opportunity that you have to learn, to do chesed, to get an appreciation, what Rav Pam says, to get a geshmak from the Torah, to be Kori's reason with the Torah, and then all the future years in your life will have a foundation that they are built upon. Okay, there's our limit for right now, Rabosa. Two minutes.